Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm hoping you can help me. I see a charge on my account for you guys. I have no idea who you guys are.
Alrighty, I'd be more than happy to look into it. Just bear with me just one brief moment. Your first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Sure. My last name is Watson. And my billing is 15 Tudor Lane. That's T-U-D-O-R. And that's in Naugatuck, Connecticut.
Camilla is your first name?
Yeah, that's me.
Yes, ma'am. One brief moment. Everything is still low.
What?
Yes, ma'am. So reviewing the account, I do understand previously there was a survey that was taken expressing that you had won a Dyson vacuum. And with you taking, what do you recall taking that survey for the Dyson vacuum?
The vacuum. Yes, I do. Wait,
yes,
said I won a vacuum.
Yes, ma'am. So with you entering that survey, it also expressed that you will be automatically subscribed to the Bite Hub app, provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. We are able to reduce it down to $20 a month if you're interested in continuing.
Well, I'm sorry. Wherever you are, you just kind of faded out. So to get the vacuum, I had to what?
So you entered a contest. And among other contestants, you wanted placement. If you was the winner of that vacuum, they would have emailed you to let you know that you won the vacuum, and they would have, you know, went ahead and sent that out. But if you didn't win, so you wouldn't be empty-handed, you also would be subscribed to a recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. If you wish to continue receiving the recipes, we are able to reduce it down to $20 a month.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't want no I didn't want any recipe. I just thought it was a vacuum. I don't want a recipe.
Okay.
Is that like an obligation?
Yes, ma'am. It automatically come with that survey.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Did they send the vacuum out already?
If you was the winner, they would have emailed you.
I didn't get anything.
So they did email you the recipes. So I can most definitely go ahead and cancel the account for you. There will be an email confirming the cancellation within the next 24 to 48 hours. I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Hold on. Let me... Okay, I'm ready, honey.
That's going to be C as in Charlie.
C,
920.
Uh-huh.
490.
Uh-huh.
625.
And this is a cancellation number. And you said it should cancel within 24 to 48 hours?
Correct.
And it will go back to my original payment method?
24 to 48 hours is the cancellation of the account. I am able to provide you that 35% refund, which will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5. I'm just writing everything. It's 35%?
Yes, ma'am.
Refund? Oh, boy. Yeah, I remember the thing with the vacuum. I was going to get charged $65 for a free vacuum. That means the vacuum isn't free.
The vacuum contest was free. The subscription automatically came along with that contest. So that's what you were paying for. Now, I can meet you with that 50% refund. It will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. I did make sure everything was canceled, so you won't have to, go take the survey again and this happen again. So, yes, ma'am, I did go ahead and get everything situated on the account and 3 to 5 business days for your refund, all right?
Okay. All right. And you said 50%?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I appreciate it so much. What's your name, hon?
Amiya, A-M-I-A.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy your weekend.
You do the same. You be safe. Thanks for calling customer service.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.